Good gracious! Lord bless me! Only think! Dear me! Mr. Darcy! Who would have thought it? And is it really true? Oh, my sweetest Lizzie, how rich and how great you will be! What pin money, what jewels, what carriages you will have! James is nothing to it, nothing at all! Oh, I am so pleased, so happy! Such a charming man, so handsome, so tall! Oh, my dear Lizzie, pray apologize for my having disliked him so much before. I hope you will overlook it. Dear, dear Lizzie, a house in town, everything that is charming, 3 daughters married, 10,000 a year. Oh, Lord, what will become of me? I shall go distracted. This was enough to prove that her approbation need not be doubted, and Elizabeth, rejoicing that such an effusion was heard only by herself, soon went away. But before she had been 3 minutes in her own room, her mother followed her. "My dearest child," she cried, "I can think of nothing else. 10,000 a year, and very likely more. 'Tis as good as a lord, and a special license. You must and shall be married by a special license. But, my dearest love, tell me what dish Mr. Darcy is particularly fond of, that I may have it tomorrow." This was a sad omen of what her mother's behaviour to the gentleman himself might be, and Elizabeth found that, though in the certain possession of his warmest affection, and secure of her relation's consent, there was still something to be wished for. But the morrow passed off much better than she expected, for Mrs. Bennet luckily stood in such awe of her intended son-in-law that she ventured not to speak to him, unless it was in her power to offer him any attention, or mark her deference for his opinion. Elizabeth had the satisfaction of seeing her father taking pains to get acquainted with him, and Mr. Bennet soon assured her that he was rising every hour in his esteem. "I admire all my 3 sons-in-law highly," said he. "Wickham, perhaps, is my favourite, but I think I shall like your husband quite as well as James."